Welcome everyone to the Jesuit Experience podcast. My name is Ben Epic, and I'm here with...
You're here with Griffin Tabor. Today we're going to talk about one thing that we've planned out for the last, you know, couple weeks. We've taken about a two-month break from just releasing content, and we're back now, and we're really grateful to get back on track. We're excited for senior year. We've kind of left on a big cliffhanger, but we're ready to start back up again. So,
yes, sir.
Ben, so this, take it away.
Yeah, this episode is sort of just like a welcome to freshman year for all the incoming freshmen. Just sort of tips and things we wish we would have known going in to freshman year. Before we get started, Griffin, how was your summer? You on vacation anywhere?
Man, yeah, it was an eventful summer, Ben. I'll tell you what. You know, I hurt my shoulder, so I've been kind of trying to take some time off of basketball. But right now, you know, getting back in school. But yeah, I did go to Hawaii for a week. That was a lot of fun.
That sounds super fun.
I mean, despite like what happened recently, I don't know if
the
huge wildfire that happened in Lanai. I mean, I was there literally a month before that, and the fact I've seen some of the photos, I'm like, oh my gosh. I just cannot believe a wildfire can do that much. I mean, just not even damage, but just it's super devastating. Yeah.
But I'm glad you got to see it before it burned down.
But yeah, just Hawaii. I did a couple of college tours as well. I know I mentioned it to you, but took a look up at the Bronx. I got to go up to Yale basketball camp, which was a lot of fun to compete. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, just it was a busy summer for sure. I mean, they don't ever count off junior to senior year summer. But what about you? How did it go?
Yeah, I went to Canada with my family. Went to Delaware for my cousin's wedding, and then, you know, came back and on that water polo grind. But yeah,
I know you mentioned it to me. I mean, talk about a grind. I mean, I can do 2-a-days all day long. I can work out and play basketball, whatever it may be. But for anybody that doesn't know, Ben Epic is doing 5-hour practices a day, and I don't know how he does it. I mean, props to him.
It's worth it, though. It's a fun sport. So if you're interested in water polo, definitely join.
Talk to Ben.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so that's a good segue into one of our first topics we're going to talk about. It's just sort of being comfortable branching out. Don't feel like you have to like do everything your friends in middle school are doing, because
definitely
I came into middle school or came out of middle school knowing like 20 or 30 guys from my middle school. I thought we were all like gonna still be friends, and I'm still friendly with everyone, but I'm not hanging out with the same guys I was hanging out with in middle school. So like, if you're doing other things than your friends in middle school, don't feel embarrassed by that or feel like they're going to think you're weird, because everyone's just trying to find something they enjoy. And by the time you get to sophomore year, junior year, everyone's kind of sort of found what they like to do and isn't worried about what you're doing. So just be comfortable being yourself.
That's a great way to kick it off. My thing when it comes to that is, I came from St. John's Episcopal School, and there's probably about, like Ben said, he knew about 20 to 30 people. I was familiar with some people. From St. John's to Jesuit, probably about 6 guys that I knew from my middle school were attending Jesuit. You know, obviously, we were in a huge, huge predicament with COVID and, you know, hybrid learning, blue and gold cohort. That was a tough two semesters. However, yeah, like what Ben said, branch out, you know, it's like you said, you're going to meet a lot of people that you will never think you will ever in your life. But, you know, I always think this, I met some great people, not just in for example, I played freshman football, and I feel like that's a great way to get to know people, not only to play football, obviously, but just to acquaint yourselves and, you know, create like a brotherhood from the beginning. I feel like that's a big step into your formation at Jesuit, is taking that step forward, not, you know, holding back into this, you know, hanging out with your middle school friend group, but just experiencing it. Like, I feel like that's the best way to kick it off. And Yeah, I mean, Ben said it probably best, is to immerse yourself, you know, see what's available and what you may be interested in.
Yeah.
I like your first response. That was perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, just sort of on the same note, like, don't feel like, oh, everyone, I came into high school with a completely different, like, vision of what I thought it was going to be like. I thought everyone was going to be very, like, kind of aggressive and, like, hostile and everyone in your face. And I feel like, you know, like, from the movies, like, I thought there was going to be, you know, bullies or whatever. But I got to high school and I just know Jesuit in particular is not like that at all. Everyone's super positive and just, like, willing to help you out.
Everybody's in the same boat with you. Everybody's in the same boat with you. And you might not realize it now, but you're going to realize it later on. Like, man, I was in the same boat as everybody. Like, I was so nervous. I guarantee you so-and-so was super nervous. I mean, exactly.
Yeah. I remember when I was a freshman, when people were talking about the Jesuit Brotherhood, I was like, okay, this is just them, like, hyping it up. But it really is a brotherhood. And, like, once you spend couple years here, you'll really see, like, everyone's like here for each other. So just understand that, like, everyone in this community is trying to build you up.
Everybody is. I mean, you might not really see it, you know, in a verbal standpoint, but how people treat you and how they bring camaraderie with one another, it's evident. Like, not just through your actions, but how you treat each other each day. I mean, it's just the little details that really make a big difference in someone's life. Like, you can compliment someone and you can make their day. You might not even know it, but it's still, like I've said, and I've told people this from the beginning, it's the little things. But yeah, going back to that point, I feel like, yeah, it's a big step. I mean, an all boys school atmosphere is, for me, when I walked into those doors, I was like, man, I don't know what to expect. You know, it's not like once you get, I feel like you get used to it for sure. And I feel like for me and from my experience, Ben, I've loved it. It took me some time to really take it all in, and, you know, get to know people my freshman year, because it was difficult, obviously, for us because we were dealing with COVID.
Yeah.
We were trying to get over that hump and we were almost there. But certain restrictions kind of caught us off guard almost.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like one thing I've taken away is, you know, I'm going to switch gears a little bit, but, you know, don't be afraid, you know, to reach out to your counselors too. If you feel like, you know, the stress and you're feeling overwhelmed, don't hold yourself back. Advocate for yourself. And, you know, if you feel like something is caught, you know, just holding you back and it's causing some pressure for you, not just academically, but just who you are as a person, you know, mental health, I've always stated this and I'm not trying to like overemphasize this, but, you know, take care of yourself. And it's high school is, you know, it's tough. And it's going to be, you know, a little difficult, but I feel like the largest thing I've gotten out of, not just how I, you know, treat people, but just taking care. It's not like a selfish way. You have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Sleeping, doing what you love, and, you know, staying on top of things. And if you really stick to that routine and whatever you enjoy, it's all going to work out.
Yeah, and, like, high school is stressful enough as it is. You don't need to add stress or feel like, oh, people, I can't. I just got to figure this out by myself. Like, there's people at this school that are here to help you. I think a really good aspect of that is, like, talking to your teachers. If you feel yourself, like, that you can't keep up with the classwork, just go in and talk to your teacher. I promise your teacher's not going to be mad at you or, like, be like, well, you should just be on top of it. All the teachers here are super accommodating, and they're going to talk with you and be like, help you build a plan to succeed, not just in their class, but in the school. And I think just, like, give your teachers a chance to help you, because I don't know a single teacher here that I've had that is, like, made me feel like I couldn't go to them when I needed help. So just, they're a resource for you, not just your teacher.
Yeah, yeah, I 100% agree with that. Like Ben said, if you're ever struggling or you feel like, hey, I missed a day of school, I was sick, and I feel like I can't get over this threshold, or I, you know, need like a study regimen of how I should, like, you know, if you have like an exam, like the next two, like in 2 weeks from now, and you need a plan ahead on what you want to do, they'll happily do that for you. And I really got a great grasp of that my freshman year. My freshman year, I was a little self-conscious about myself, almost. I wasn't really sure. I was almost intimidated, how about that, of just reaching out. And I was like, I just don't really feel like going after and asking for help. And I was kind of like not really a concern, but I was just almost like not willing to ask for help. I don't know why. I don't know if I was too shy or just ashamed to admit I needed help, but I talked to my algebra teacher one time, and that changed my whole vision. So don't ever hold yourself back. Always reach out, advocate for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And your teachers, coaches are super self-accommodating. They're always going to be by your side through your walk, and it's you'll see it. That was my big welcome to the high school moment. That's one thing I took away for sure. So if anybody's watching this, if you finish this video, make sure you take that away with you.
I completely agree. Just don't every teacher didn't get into teaching for just the paycheck. Like, they want to help form you and help you become the best version of yourself. So just let them help you, because they know what they're doing.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, we'll switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about getting involved. Freshman year, reflecting a little bit here. I think when it comes to branching out, I know we've touched a little bit on this, but yeah, you know, keep yourself involved. That's what the whole student formation is all about, is keeping yourself involved, learning about who you are and what you want to do. You don't have to make a decision now, but like I said, it's all going to come together. But, you know, like what Ben was saying, he was freshman year, he knew his 30 people from Good Shepherd. However, you know, he's not like best buddies with them, right? And you meet a lot of people in various ways. Like, I feel like I made friends just, you know, playing sports for sure, you know, sometimes even just being in class with someone. Like, you never know who you're gonna like meet, and it could be through anything. It could be through an extracurricular activity. It could just be someone in the lunch line. Like, you can really hit it off with someone that you may never expect.
Yeah, I mean, even me and Griffin, like, I think we had like lunch together once, like sophomore year, and then we got put in a FaceTime call before junior year, and then you sat right behind me in a class, and now we're like great friends.
Exactly. That's a great example.
Most of my first 2 years Jesuit, I didn't even know Griffin, and now he's like one of my closest friends at school. So I just kind of don't feel like, oh, I have this friend group and I don't need to meet anyone else, because there's awesome people at this school, and there's always a chance to meet people. And also, like, if one of your friends wants you to join something, or you see something that's interesting, they're like, oh, I might like that, just join it. Like, even if you don't like it and you quit after a week, I guarantee you will meet at least one interesting person in that group that you will become friends with. So just, like, even if you join the roundup and you realize, I don't like writing, but you were sitting next to someone in your grade who was super cool, or an upperclassman who helped you out, just, there's always relationships you can make anywhere you go. So don't be afraid to make those relationships.
Absolutely. And I think that was well said. And going back to Ben's point, yeah, I know I feel like I'm put on the spot here, but, you know, talk about what I was saying. Yeah, I mean, I knew who Ben was. I obviously knew who Ben was. And our junior theology, that was my first class I had with Ben. And I'll tell you what, that class was a lot of fun. Not just because what we learned and who was in our class, but just getting to know Ben, and, you know, getting to know him, but realizing we had the same interests. Like, for example, I've been playing the drums probably since I was about, let me think, sixth grade, seventh grade.
Yeah.
And the fact that I found out Ben actually plays drums as well is pretty unique to me, because I'll tell you what, not a lot of people know how to play a musical instrument, and not a lot of people have like a deep interest in music. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm in the same boat as him. Like, you know, love Green Day, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Things like that. Like, you can really connect with anyone. And yeah, I mean, Ben and I are super good friends because not just our interactions, but I never expected us to start this podcast. And it's, like I said, it's all about getting to know someone and not being afraid to join clubs and extracurriculars. And like Ben said, you can obviously try things out. If it's not for you, it's not for you. It's fine. You move on and you keep looking around, and you can even start your own clubs. And I feel like I think that's a great perk.
Yeah. I mean, I think I don't know. I think there's like 100 clubs or something like that. I don't know. It's crazy. There's so many. Yeah. I mean, I'm in like, I don't even know how many of it. I think I'm in like 7. I don't even know. But like, that's the thing. I'm in all these different organizations, and they're all worthwhile to my experience. And you know, there's things that I joined over the years that I was like, this is not for me. Like, I don't want to do this, but I wouldn't take this back, because it gave me, not only did it introduce me to people, but it also told me, oh, when I'm looking to do something else, like, this is something I don't want, or something I do want. So just like, even if you don't feel like you want to keep doing something, it still has value. So just, there's no harm in joining something and realizing later you don't like it. That's my point.
Absolutely. And yeah, one thing I wanted to add too is, you know, if you see your friends doing something and you might not really find it totally interesting to you, don't follow the crowd. You know, pave your own mark. One thing I've taken away this summer is, you know, you want to make your mark in various ways. You don't want to always follow the crowd. And it's tough. I'm guilty of it for sure. Freshman, sophomore year, yeah, I was following the crowd a little bit. However, you know, when you start your own club, like what Ben and I did, you're going a different route. You're not, you know, joining ESPN club or whatever. You're trying to transition and, you know, try something new. Yeah. Like, for example, like the first episode we did, we interviewed Chris Simington and Drew Noonan about being nominated and being chosen to represent our school as student and body president and vice president. And I mean, right from there, I was like, this is going to work out, not because, you know, the viewership or whatever, it's because we can work together and we can talk to anyone without being, you know, nervous, or we're just out there trying to self-advocate for ourselves. And that's a very, very, very important part, not just in how you go through your day at Jesuit, but just how you not self-advocate, but how you
like
move forward. I don't know.
Yeah, your growth.
Right on. that's the word I was looking for. And it's even a profile of graduate tenet too. Yeah, yeah.
Just, yeah, open to growth. Yeah,
you could talk all day long about the profile of graduate. Yeah, how it's impacted you, but I feel like being open to growth,
that might be a good podcast episode, Griffin.
We're already planning for the future, guys. And yeah, that's for another time for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, going back to, you know, square one, I know this is a lot of information to kind of digest, but if you guys ever need anything from us too, because I know somehow, some way, someone's gonna, you know, find this podcast, for just advice or tips, don't feel free to, you know, reach out. Feel free to even, you know, stop by around that meeting, because I wasn't really interested in writing, for one. I was more interested in it because I was like, I can share my platform, and that's a big part. You can write about whatever you want, and you, at the same time, you're experiencing this leadership with upperclassmen, and you're building these steps into your formation. It's like you're building up yourself to like a pedestal almost.
Yeah.
Not just in leadership, but experiencing and taking away and learning things at the same time is, and I think it's an integral to not just your experience at Jesuit, but just learning about who you are. Sure.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't care if there's, you know, one freshman that listens to this in the whole class. I didn't really feel like I had like this resource when I came in. So I just want to make sure other people have this resource. And, yeah. So, I mean, I know this is a audio podcast, but, if you are, you know, you do end up knowing who I am, what me and Griffin look like, just don't hesitate to come up and introduce yourself, or if you need help, ask for help. And, you know, our emails are all on RangerNet, so if you have any questions, you can always shoot me and Griffin an email, and we'll be happy
to help. And I don't know if I've mentioned this either, but we're always, you know, it's just us two, but I think one day eventually, I don't know when this will happen, but I feel like it'd be, you know, unique to have someone like almost film the podcast. And obviously it doesn't have to be professional, like, but just have someone record it, or don't like, if you have like a interest in, you know, any kind of photography, or you enjoy like recording or like being a part of creative activities, yeah, feel free to, by all means, reach out to us, because we're here to, you know, obviously inform you guys about what's happening in the world and in our school, but we enjoy this because it's a whole bunch of fun. And
yeah,
we don't do this so it looks good on paper. We do this because we actually enjoy it, and I feel like people get that twisted sometimes, but
I mean, I never thought I'd be, you know, a podcaster, but I love it. It's super fun.
It is fun, and we haven't done this in a while, so it feels good to kind of
get me back.
Yeah, it feels good to be back for one, but just kind of, you know, start off on a new level and, you know, at a higher stage in our senior year. Let's touch on that for a second. I know we kind of covered a lot, but senior year, how do I start this off? I think, you know, there's a whole bunch of people walking in, and you know, it's gonna be weird being in that position. You know, upperclassmen, we actually have that, I mean, obviously juniors are upperclassmen, I guess, but, you know, people are looking at our every move, and that's important. And it's not like a wake-up call at all, but, you know, we're at that brink of, we're almost there. Like, I don't know why I'm saying this right now, but whenever I learned this in sixth grade, and it's kind of stuck with me, like, you have, like, the rising action, the climax, the falling action, the conclusion.
Yeah.
We're at that falling action right now. We're like, the book is going to be closed, and I'm looking forward to it, but at the same time, I'm like, man, it's going by too quick.
Yeah, I mean, I still feel like a sophomore at heart, but...
Oh, my gosh, no kidding. I do feel like a sophomore at heart. Like, it really does go by fast. And, you know, I guess we can continue to talk about that. Yeah, go to games. Go to events. Don't...
Yeah.
Like, I'm not ashamed to admit this, but I didn't... I don't think people really know this, but I didn't go to homecoming last year. I mean, it's... I should have went to homecoming, and I chose not to, but that's one thing I learned is, you know, go to social gatherings, go to homecoming, go to prom, go to football games, immerse yourself, go see what it's all about.
Yeah. You always have time to you know, sit on your phone and watch TikTok or whatever. But, you know, you have, what, 6 football games a year, 24 home football games for your entire, yeah. Like that. You got to make the moments count. So
moments count, man.
Yeah. So just, I mean, if you keep playing football, I mean,
that's a different story.
Yeah. Your junior, senior year, you don't get to go to the games because you're playing them. So, I mean, 12 games, like make sure you enjoy it. Don't just be focused on going to school. Like
have fun.
You're, yeah. You're supposed to have fun too.
Rule number one, have fun.
Yeah. Maybe not rule number one, but it's up there.
I took that from a movie.
Rule number one is go to class.
Rule number one is go to class, do well, and then how about this? Work before play. That's,
yeah.
I think I've always had that in the back of my head. Like, my parents have always said that.
And yeah.
I think that's like a great quote to move on, like to kind of remind yourself like what you're there for, and mm-hmm. you know, is don't push yourself to the point like where you're gonna get like senioritis, right? But at the same time,
there's a balance.
Yes.
Yeah. Just yes. Balance. Have fun, and also, you know, try your best.
Exactly.
I think, I don't know if you have anything else to add, but I think kind of the last thing that I have to add, is just like, remember when you're not at school, like, you're representing the cross, you're representing our school. Like, just always remember, like, what I'm doing right now, if someone's filming this, would that make the school look good? And I think that's just something that you always keep in mind, to not, you know, not just for yourself, to keep yourself in a good, you know, standing with your school and your parents, but just, like, to make sure that, because if one person in our community does something bad, that brings all of us down. Just remember, like, you're part of something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to add one thing before we sign off. Yeah. Man, Ben is right about that. It's bigger than you think. We all represent a large community, not just of students, but alumni, people that teach, mm-hmm. administrators. We're a bigger community than people expect and think, not just because we're a school, but you know, we impact not just the Dallas Fort Worth area, but you know, we make noise across the country, and it's important to realize that. And I think one last thing I'd like to add is always remind yourself that you're here for a reason, and you have all of us have a mission. We don't really know what that is yet. I don't know what I'm gonna do later in life. Ben doesn't know what he's gonna do later in life, obviously, but you know, sticks, I know this sounds kind of motivational, and my brother always acts like I'm being motivational sometimes, but stick to the ropes, continue to love what you love, and just, if you, like Ben said, balance is huge. If you aren't balancing, you're putting one thing over the other, or vice versa, it's not a good relationship. You have to listen to yourself, listen to the people you love, and just always remind yourself, what am I doing this to facilitate growth and continue to elevate yourself, or am I just doing this because I'm feeling pressured? Always listen to that first thought.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah. All right. This pretty lengthy podcast. Hopefully this helps any incoming freshmen out. Again, just, you know, even if it's not me and Griffin, if you know an upperclassman, reach out to them. Like, everyone here is willing to help, because everyone here got helped by someone who's older than them. I think this is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening. We're going to come out with some new episodes this year. Some teacher profiles. I'll probably do a homecoming game preview, something like that.
If you have any suggestions as well, feel free to reach out. Like Ben said, teacher profiles, service spotlights, Ranger of the Week spotlights, you name it, we'll cover it. And yeah, it's gonna be a great year. I'm ready for it.
Me too. All right, thank you very much for listening. I'll see you next episode.